Well, as again, as we come and we minister and we record these little short messages for the youth of the church, but we also record them because, you know, as you get probably tired of me saying this and hearing this, but we're all children of God, and we're all children, and we all need to come to God in childlike faith. Jesus tells us about that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30, and I want to share that with you to kind of just understand about Jesus and about Jesus giving us a prayer of thanksgiving. Hear this prayer. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding the truth from those who think themselves so wise and clever, and for revealing it to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has given me authority over everything. No one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal. And he gives us these comfortable words, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light. Now, a lot of our youth never really was around any animals that was used to pull wagons and do different things like that. But if you think about this and the way that the old-timers had to do, they had a yoke that they would put over the oxen or over the donkey or whatever was pulling the wagon to help them farm and to do different things. And those yokes were always made not to hurt the animal. They were made to fit on there perfectly to be able to pull that wagon. And that's what Jesus is saying. My yoke is easy, and I will help you carry your burdens. So think about this. In our culture today, and we have a lot of crazy things going on in our culture, we have this thing called COVID-19, and I know the young people are stressed out about it as adults. They can't go to school, and they're getting bored with the different things that are on the internet and how they got to do things. But they don't think about this as people and children of God. Our culture is very busy. And sometimes even when we pursue our relationship with God, and it seems like the world is going forward at breakneck speed. Maybe our commitment to the Bethel Church is good, and because we like the youth to come, we go and pick them up and we bring them here and we're glad to have them. But sometimes it reminds us that Jesus wants to give us more than busyness and more than having the stress of this world. He wants us to be able to have religious activities that will give us the peace that Jesus intends for us, to give us rest. We as humans are also always surrounded by some things and going on in our life and stresses. And I don't know, did you ever get in a good mood or get into a bad mood? I think that's what Jesus was trying to tell us. Sometimes we do get in a bad mood. We feel tired. We feel bored. We feel frustrated. And not only the youth, but adults too, because the circumstances in our life is just out of our control. Sometimes we just feel ornery, and we want to do nothing to please anybody. We don't even want to do things to please us sometimes. And I think some of us, especially our young people and maybe even some of the adults who are feeling that way after being home from school for months and months at a time, they're not used to that. So think about maybe a conversation with one of the young people. Why are you looking so glum? Well, I don't know. I'm bored. Well, what do you want to do? I don't know. Would you like to play a game? Nope. Would you like to help me make lunch? No. Would you like to go outside? I don't know about that either. I don't know what to do. I just don't want to do nothing. Well, would you like to clean your room? No. Leave me alone and get frustrated and just march on out. Well, we all do that sometimes, and it's a challenge. And sometimes when we just do that and we think about the way that maybe we can help one another, to encourage one another, to be able to, I don't know, minister, I guess that's kind of a good word, but, you know, to love on one another, to give our kids, our little kids, our big kids, and our old kids. Now, we can't hug them anymore, so we can't do that, but we can surely give them a smile, and we can surely try to encourage them. And even though that, you know, sometimes you don't think about kids reading the Bible or young people reading the Bible, but when you get into a little book like this, you know, Jesus is very much aware. He said unto, come unto me, all the little children, and don't forsake the children coming to me. So sometimes we just need to sit down and read the Bible in childlike faith. Even a children's Bible sometimes, but I like the New Living Translation because of the way that it reads and it makes sense to me. But find a translation that you're comfortable with. Or even get Our Daily Bread or the Upper Rooms, which are available out in the Narthex. So Our Daily Bread is written primarily from preachers, but the Upper Room is written by people like you and me. That's what makes the Upper Rooms devotional so special. So pick up an Upper Room or just to encourage one another. We want to be able to get the young people back in church as soon as we can, but we need to pray for them, especially as they get ready to go back to school, hopefully, sometime in the middle of August, my understanding. But in the meantime, let's just love on one another, pray for one another, and just to let the Holy Spirit minister to our needs. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come together and try to understand what the young people are going through, what the middle-aged people are going through, and even some of us old people are going through. Father, give us the gift of love through your Son, Jesus Christ, and help us to help others in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you. We know and hope that the young people are getting these messages. We know they have computers and cell phones, and every once in a while we'll get a inkling of hope, and one of the young people will respond to either Travis or Tina 2. That's what it means, T-O-O, not that one Tina is better than the other one. It's just Tina 2 and Carol. God bless you. Have a good day.